not.
How?
Because I think we have the kind of friendship where if I were the devil, you'd be the only one I would tell.
Well, you were awfully quick to run after Tom's help when
all right,
you
fine.
Wanted help.
Yes. And if things had gone well for me tonight, then I probably wouldn't be saying any of this. I grant you everything. But give me this. He personifies everything that you've been fighting against. And I'm in love with you.
I do not need,
does not need
a microphone.
A microphone.
My voice is fucking
So, hi and welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
That's what we've been hearing on our side for the last, just 9,000 notification chimes. It may have gotten to us. This is Damien.
And this is a defeated Douglas.
Don't you love it when I try to end our ridiculous conversations by being like, all right, we're starting the podcast, and then you guys just keep going with whatever nonsense you're going on about.
I've been doing that on purpose for the last couple of weeks because I like it. I like the cold opens when I listen to the podcast. By the way, that fucking logo, so good, so goddamn good. Every time I see that logo for our podcast, that new one, makes me so happy.
Did Andrew,
so bright and dumb.
Did Andrew keep in the official
he did.
Okay.
I mean, he didn't add it to the start of the podcast because he's bad at his job.
Okay.
But you playing it through the through the mic,
yes,
is in there. So, yes.
That's perfect.
I'm sure it will cost us a lot of money one day.
It's fine. We got that.
We have that sweet, sweet SEO money.
We're going to sell Douglas's apartment in order to pay it off.
There you go.
I don't think it will.
It's worth it to get that theme song.
Should have just put Super Freak.
Super Freak.
Crazy.
Yep.
Speaking of craziness.
We were asked to watch a movie this week.
Who would do that?
Douglas, I believe. Douglas is the one who did this because it's beside his name in the spreadsheet.
Sorry, what? Right? Wait. No. No, what?
Douglas is taking the L for this.
This is not Douglas.
It said Douglas in the thing. That's what I saw.
You guys are fucking mad. This is not my pick.
I don't know.
Damien picked this.
Douglas does not accept this. Anyways,
I picked Shazam and Kiara picked this.
Anyways, we're here to discuss the new reboot of the beloved comic book franchise Hellboy, directed by Neil Marshall, the gentleman who gave us things such as The Descent. And Doomsday and Centurion, and also starring Mila, I'm still in the Resident Evil films, Jovovich. Ian, I'm coming back to Deadpool. Deadwood again, McShane, and David Coffey and Contemplation Harbor, in the titular role of Hellboy.
We face every threat there is. And yet, you take me in.
Hello, son.
You made me a goddamn weapon.
Where's my fucking violin?
Listen up, ladies and gentlemen. Out there, there's a 5th century sorceress who wants to bring down the curtain on London and the world.
Great. Homework.
So, Douglas, knowing how much love you have for this franchise, Ron Perlman was the star of this franchise. Are you upset to see this character be rebooted in this manner?
I just want to let people know I've got nothing but love for Ron Perlman.
Right, and you love those Hellboy.
Big up Ron! Oh, no.
Rest in peace, Ron.
but I don't know if I say this enough on this podcast. Mm-hmm. Fuck Guillermo del Toro.
Okay.
Fuck him hard. I hate his movies so much.
Except for the fact that we've proven you don't.
No. No. How have you proven I don't?
There's a movie with giant robots and swords.
What movie is that, sir?
Pacify the Rim.
Yeah, I've never watched that movie in my life. Come at me, bro. What's the next one?
We'll have to put this down.
So Hellboy 2019.
That's the exception that breaks the rule.
The Orphanage.
No, he had nothing to do with that.
He did.
No, he didn't. He presented it. He had the same amount to do with that Spielberg had to do with Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, man.
And by the way, that movie is amazing.
Which one?
The Orphanage. Both of them, actually.
All right. He had a labyrinth filled with pants.
Yeah, I refuse to watch that because
on principle,
all of his movies suck. Exactly. Yes. I hate GDT movies. I actually continue to watch them. I don't know why. Maybe I just hate myself even more.
I mean, Blade 2 is that timeless.
Right. Now, so let's start there, right?
Mm-hmm. Blade 2.
In the hell that is Hellboy 1 and Hellboy 2.
Okay.
Just the worst movies ever. I almost watched these movies prior to the next one.
Why would you do that?
But exactly, why would I do that? Then I went to Carib and I watched this movie, Hellboy.
Can we change the name 64. Of this podcast? Then I went to Carib. I know it's late in the game.
I mean, it won't really apply to me. I mean, I could pretend.
No, it still applies to you because you know what that means. There will be even less people that understand what that means than Tom.
Then I have to get the logo redone again. No, we're not changing it.
I mean, you don't have to. We can keep it ridiculous.
No, if you think about it, all you really have to do, right, in the logo mm-hmm. has four fingers and a thumb.
Yeah.
TIWTC. Mm-hmm. Done.
Right.
But anyway.
No, I'll just leave it Tomp and just call it Then I Went to Carib.
Actually.
Those don't, you're like.
To be fair.
It doesn't make any sense.
That's like, why all right, we fine. Tomp things.
Yes.
Right.
Don't make sense to you.
Then I Went to Carib is the prequel podcast to this.
I know we're here.
I went to Carib and I watched this movie, and let's not talk about Carib for the moment.
All right. Agreed.
This movie is fucking amazing. Like, guys, Coffee and Contemplation is marvelous. We've got Ian McShane doing what Ian McShane does best. Cursing out fools. Taking names. And then there's a cheetah. Mm-hmm. And the cheetah cheats people. And this movie is great.
Lilo Dallas is in there.
Lilo Dallas Multipass.
Her Multipass is not in there.
Yes.
Lilo Dallas is in there. They cut her up into a million pieces.
That's how you go from single pass to multipass.
When they were explaining that, and I don't know how this song came into my head, but the entire time I just kept saying, cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. You don't know that song?
Last Resort. That song is familiar.
Suffocation. No, so shitty metal song. You don't know that song?
Who sings it?
I don't have any idea who sings that song.
Last
I just
Resort.
Know it's terrible.
Is that Green Day?
No, I don't think so. Green Day is good.
I would.
No, when you hear this song that I'm talking about,
Papa Roach.
Andrew, you know who's
Papa Roach?
Papa Roach, yes. Don't
From
know why
the
that
year
was in my
2000.
Wow, oh,
so bad.
Oh, special, Damian. That's a deep cut.
I tell you.
Yeah. Points, 3 points to Damian.
It was upsetting.
Bump mics. but yeah, Andrew,
You love this movie.
This movie is 1,000 times better than anything Guillermo del Toro has ever made. Boom.
Damien.
Hi.
I know it sounds bad listening to it because like I have headphones and I heard what Douglas said. I just wanted to know whether his face is as poorly acted as his voice.
No, I muted his mic a long time ago. I have no idea what he said. I was watching basketball on my phone because my brain sort of automatically blocks out nonsense.
All right, so yeah, this movie sucks.
Oh, Jesus.
So hard. So I have a few notes, right, on this. Jesus. And the sad thing is, the biggest note of all has nothing to do with this movie because guess what, guys? Carib strikes again!
Woo!
Woo! I went to this movie and, first of all, I think there's a bit of a disconnect or a bit of a disagreement between how I saw this movie and how Damien saw this movie. So we went separately.
Yes.
We apparently went to the same theater.
I did.
And he claims he watched this in 3D.
I had glasses on glasses.
Yep. I had no glasses on no glasses and saw this in 2D, which one might think would be the better way to go. Except, here's a problem. There were really two main problems with this. So one might be the cause of the other, but let's start with the first one. The first one was that essentially the movie was kind of out of focus. Right? No, it may not be because the lens was actually out of focus, but the end result was this. The second problem, which could have led to the first
maybe
problem.
Maybe it's your eyes, you mean.
Oh,
as,
yeah.
As we get older.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm an old-ass man. I need to retire now. I need to move to Florida. Mm-hmm. But, so the second problem, which could have led to the first one, is that, Andrew, have you ever watched a movie on a television before?
I think I have.
Okay. Now, if, you know, every once in a while, that television is, what's the word? Dirty. Yeah? And, you know, there are all sorts of weird colors that get into play or whatever, right?
That's when you buy a new TV,
has
right?
Has that ever happened before? Yeah, that's generally when you buy a new TV. Yeah.
That TV's now broken. You throw it out and you buy a new one.
Exactly. That's what happened in Carib. So when I was at Carib, it looked like I was watching it on an extremely dirty TV. And it wasn't even like, you know, there'll be times when maybe there's a spot that's messed up or whatever. No, the whole screen was just ridiculous. You saw streaks of, you saw black lines going all around and streaks of various, you know, RGB colors all over the place. So essentially, when it was a close-up shot, I could kind of figure out what was happening. But when they went wide, it was a problem. I was kind of seeing just stick figures and hearing voices. And that, as we say, is how Carib rolls. But let's actually talk about this movie. And the first thing I want to talk about, the first thing I really need to understand, because, and Damien, you will not be able to help me here, because you and I both fucking, actually, wait. Did you like any of these original movies for Hellboy?
Guillermo del Toro made Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah, but did you like the Hellboy
you
movies?
You notice whenever I talk about him, I only bring up
Pan's Labyrinth. Very good. Cool. Alright, so Damien is not the right person to talk to about this because he and I are on
I
the same
Damien
page.
I thought Damien liked Hellboy Andrew. Too. I'm confused.
I'm sorry, what's happening here?
I'll be quiet. I'm getting very old. My memory isn't what it used to be.
Your Honor, I would like to strike that last statement off the record. Right?
Sustained.
Yeah, I would like a defamation of character claim to be filed immediately against one Andrew Robinson.
So, all right. Yes, Andrew, you need to explain this to me. So, you like the Hellboy, the original Hellboy movies, I did. The series. So maybe you understand where this fits into the canon. But so
canon.
There's a scene that is, it really starts, it's at the beginning of the movie. Actually, not quite the beginning, but it is the beginning of this whole thing where you see Ian McShane. Let's not even talk about the lobster. The fact that Lowell is in this movie.
I was so upset that he never showed up again. I wanted him to show up at the end of this movie and be like, I'm the lobster bitch and just win.
To be fair to this movie gets 1 point for that. Just that.
I mean, Ian McShane is in this
movie. Yeah, but the problem with Ian McShane is that he's in this movie too long.
He's literally biting on the scene.
Yeah.
He's having the best time.
He is. And I know that. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at him and you're like, fuck you, you're the only person having fun in this room. And you move on.
All right, fair.
So in the scene with the lobster, you see where it all begins and where Hellboy comes up out of hell. And there is something in particular I need to ask you about on this one, Andrew. Why for a seance? I assume this is in order to see what happens in the seance or what things come up. Why do the Nazis need their own special Nazi branded 3D goggles?
No fucking idea. I've done my best. There, that's all the help I can give you.
Seance proof.
Yeah, so
why is he pink? Let's get to the meat of the matter.
What?
Why is Hellboy so pink in this movie? Why is he not more red?
He's more red when he has the fire sword.
What are you talking about? He was red for me.
No, it's not as red. It doesn't look as red. I don't like this new Hellboy. I don't like the look. It looks weird.
I couldn't give a fuck. Zero fucks.
No, I'm talking to Andrew, not to you. You already, listen, you already hated this movie. I'm just trying to, listen, even by Hellboy standards, this story is retarded. Right? You bring back a demon woman from the pits of hell to kill Hellboy, and it goes wrong instantaneously.
you know what's really wrong with this movie?
The theory is bad.
You know what's wrong with this movie?
Everything?
Everything, but to begin, the real crux of the matter is that this movie thinks it's a comedy.
Oh, yeah.
This movie thinks...
Yeah, they think people are laughing.
Yeah, this movie thinks... I mean, not only are they a comedy, it thinks that it's...
You want to know what this movie is, Douglas?
When it starts,
you want to know what this movie is?
What's that?
Do you guys remember a couple years ago, Tom Cruise went and ran off to go and be a part of the Dark Universe with the Mummy? This movie feels like it's a part of that Dark Monster universe that everyone has given up on, right? I know Universal didn't make this movie, right? But I think...
But it sure feels like it.
It definitely feels like it. And it's weird because you hear the curse words and you see the blood. You see the CGI blood throughout this whole movie telling us that it's R-rated. But everything about the story and how this movie plays, it feels like a generic PG-13 bad movie.
Yeah, it's for children.
Right? It's weird.
They tore people in half. I'm sure there's a nipple in there somewhere.
And it's also funny to me how this movie wants to pretend like it's so metal. Especially 6 months after we got Mandy, which was the true meaning of metal in movies.
Woo!
Right? Like, this movie feels like Jack Black and Kyle Gass should be soundtracking it. Right?
Boy. But we're really going in.
And I mean, the thing is, you guys need to know is that I still love a lot of shitty Tenacious D music, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't mean that as a fucking compliment. Like, they should be there almost as a riff track. Almost as a riff track to this movie.
Andrew, I just want to highlight how great what you just said is.
Yep.
You still love... Tenacious D, but that's not a compliment. Right. Oh, Andrew, that's perfect.
This in both the movie
that, and that is self-framed.
Like a self-diss to diss a movie is tremendous. It's like, listen, I like these things. They're all garbage.
But yeah, like, even when we get to, like, the big finale of this movie where Hellboy has the sword and he has the fire and his horns are all massive and you can and he's like riding a fucking dragon, right, in like whatever dream that is he's seen. Like, that's supposed to be the moment that we all go like, yes, this looks badass. But we've gone through an hour of a PG-13 mummy movie that bored us to tears and we just want to go home. The true hell is, I mean, this movie itself is sitting in the theater just going like, why did Damien make me do this? At least this was a free ticket. Fuck you, Damien. Why did you make me do this?
I'm pretty sure Douglas's name is beside this
movie. I did ask us to do Pet Sematary instead. I know you guys are afraid of horror movies, but I feel Pet Sematary would have done better than this. Remember
the last horror movie you asked us to watch? You told us to go watch Halloween.
So I didn't chime in because I thought this was Damien's pick. How is this not Damien's pick?
This is why you're
pick?
Supposed to because watch if this was my Douglas.
If this was my pick, there's no fucking way any of these movies would have been watched that we're talking about.
This is why you need to pay closer attention to the spreadsheet, Douglas. Listen,
that's why we tell you all the time to pay attention but to
Andrew,
the spreadsheet.
I was working on vacation. God damn it.
Listen, next time, pay attention to the spreadsheet.
But, yeah. Andrew, you made essentially my point, what I was going to make as my last point, which is this reminds me of movies like, or of time periods of when, say, The Wolfman or Van Helsing existed. Essentially, this movie, you could see it, right? The people making this movie and the people who approved making this movie said to themselves and thought in their minds that this movie is going to be good and people are going to love this movie, not because we made any effort, but simply because it is a movie with monsters. Mm-hmm. And we are going to amp up the monsters and the fighting of the monsters so that this is, nobody can argue that this wasn't a monster.
Douglas, I'd like to ask you to take back your statement because you're describing Godzilla. This movie is not Godzilla. This movie doesn't have monsters fighting or any good things in it. Please.
So, I just want to reiterate my position. Fuck Godzilla.
Hey.
I mean, I'd like to know how you get up there to kind of get that done.
Guys, listen.
What can I say? I'm limber.
Guys, we all say things we don't mean from time to time. And we do it in the name of jokes. But let's not get carried away.
We should watch Tenacious D, The Pick of Destiny again. That's what we should be watching.
Or how about we never do that again?
Actually, there's a movie I've been wanting to watch. I'll just put it in the spreadsheet.
Sure. I'm still picking Shazam with my pick. I really want to see that movie. And I have to pick. Is that a good thing we're doing the podcast now, or there'd be no movies in my life? Because it's playoff time. Formula One is back. The Champions League is wrapping up. The Premier League is actually a race. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have time to watch movies. And I don't want to because I'm watching sports.
I remember the hockey playoffs are on as well.
No, I said sports. I was very clear in my statement. I don't know what you heard, but what I said was sports. It's just bad. Like, Andrew said it, but Andrew's wrong a lot of the time. Less so in the last couple of years, which is real annoying. Either I'm getting shittier at watching movies or Andrew's getting better, but in either case, still annoying. What I would like is for people to stop making these movies. It's Marvel has been making comic movies for what, 10 years now?
Right.
If they got Deadpool right. You remember the first crack at Deadpool? How absolutely atrocious it was. Right? Just the absolute
worst. I forgot about that movie completely. Oh, I thought you meant Deadpool won the movie. I'm like, didn't we all like Deadpool?
Too.
No,
me
confused.
Too.
Yeah.
No.
I do remember now. It was in the X-Men. Yeah. Not X-Men. The Wolverine.
The one truly and awful Wolverine movie.
Taped up and crap. Yeah. Sorry, what?
All right. Remember what I said about Godzilla a while ago? I'd like to apply that to your Wolverine foolishness. Right? There's only been one good Wolverine movie, and it's the X.
No!
Douglas is straight up the X. You take the cross and you flip it over. DMX sings in there. I should add that. I should add X going give it to you to the end of that movie. Doesn't make sense. It made me laugh every single time. Anyways. They got Deadpool right, finally. And we've gotten to the point where they got Aquaman right.
Need to watch that movie.
If we're at the point where Aquaman can be done properly, then you don't get to make bad comic book movies. I don't want any more Umbrella Academies. I don't want any more Hellboys. We've made enough of them now. We know what these movies are. Please stop. Okay? When you get the first footage back and you see that it is trash, just go, we're taking the L and fire everyone. Just go, clearly this movie is going to be garbage. We're sending everybody home. Because this is unnecessary. Right? If someone makes a Western in 2019 and it is bad, I'm very confused because I don't understand what happened. Because the template is there for a reason. We all know what this movie is going to be. Just make a good version of it. And if you can't, then please don't. Don't do this anymore. Right? Tired of it. But I was saved luckily this week because HBO, I don't want to talk about this anymore. Did you watch Game of Thrones?
Yes, I did.
Andrew Robinson.
Dragons!
Andrew Robinson, give me a rundown of what's happening in
Game of Thrones. Everybody's in Winterfell. Done. Everybody's in Winterfell. And a man with boats didn't bring any elephants for his queen. And Jon Snow is banging his sister.
But he still got to...
his aunt, please.
I'm going to call it sister because it's simpler for my brain.
You don't understand...
Well, I don't understand how Game of Thrones families works because I don't remember all of the names.
No,
they just say...
The family part is
They just say a Targaryen and I'm like, I don't know whether that's the father, the uncle, the what... Just, you know...
Okay. So every Robinson is related.
I don't have the time to remember every Targaryen, okay?
I mean, I haven't been the biggest fan of this show. See, seasons 2 through 6. Not a fan at all. But still was fairly clear on the
art. And Bran was staring at Jaime, letting him know, bitch, I'm still here.
Oh, Jesus, that was good.
I love that they set that up from in the middle of the episode. Yeah, in the middle of the episode, right? With a half an hour left in the episode, Bran asked somebody to do something and they're like, why you don't fucking do it yourself? And he's like, yo, I'm waiting for someone. Right? And they're like, okay.
Like,
and then in the end, you see them lock eyes and he's like, oh, shit.
I didn't even pick up on that.
Me neither.
So when I saw it at the end, I was just like, Oh shit. No, this is the box game. These guys throw away this game at the end. But anyways. Yeah, like season 7 is what gave me hope that this show is going to go properly. Because
I really cannot emphasize how much the 4 of the 6 seasons that I watch was disappointing. Like, there's things in there that people keep pointing to, but those seasons are garbage. I watch a recap for, like, all of the Game of Thrones seasons where it's like, all right, this is the shit that happened. And I watched 2 different ones. And in each case, it is a lot of time spent on season 1 because you have to introduce all the characters. So, like, so it's an hour-long recap. 15 minutes is season 1. And then 15 minutes is season 7. So you go, all right.
No,
and then in the middle, it is literally just the high points. Yeah. It is Red Wedding, battle where he used the dragon thing to kill off all the people. It is just the action-y bits in the other seasons. And I remember coming here and bitching about it. And both of you looked at me and like, Damon, don't stop being a child.
Oh, yeah. I definitely bought into the... I drank the Kool-Aid. Yeah. And oh. Yeah.
Right. Mm. And everybody was just like, Damon, no. You need to be more... There's things happening. There's intrigue and politics. But here we've come to the end and everybody's straight horny for the murder. No. Everybody's just like, I want people to find out what happens. I want people to turn on each other. And I
Damien,
want the murder.
Those seasons were get the foreplay and the tease that has now brought us here where we now need the thing.
Yo, dog.
Right?
4 years? Even the people that came up with tantric sex would be calling the time out. It's like, no, you can't. This is not okay. Like, I read so many complaints that... Because I think this is a short season. I think it's 6 episodes, but yeah. Like the warring episodes will be longer. I think they're going to be 90 minutes to 2 hours. Right.
Times or whatever.
So, and there was people who were just like, they've wasted one episode because there's been no murder in the first episode. I was just like, yeah. Yeah, no, finally, everybody's where I was at the end of season 1. Where it's like, let's get things done. But I enjoyed this episode. I enjoyed all of the backstabbing that I assume is about to take place. Here's another thing I didn't realize, that Sam's brothers and father, like, even though it was Tarly, like, I just put that out of my mind. So when she came,
I didn't really care
about
it. But what I loved was just the situation. Yeah. The guy's like, the queen's like, "You are the greatest. Yeah. Ask anything of me. It's yours."
Yeah.
The guy's like, "Well, I want something." She's like, "Oh wait, what's your name again?"
Yeah.
"Oh, I killed your parent and your brother."
Like, when he's,
so
when
that's
he's
what
like,
I'll give to you.
When
I'll give you death.
When he's like, "Oh, she's like, I murdered your father." And he's just like, boy. And then he recovered. He's like, my father's a piece of shit. He's like, well, at least my brother will accept me back. And he saw her face. And she's like,
there was another dude with him.
So about that. So about that. And then you saw him. And he's just like he immediately just marched down to him. And he's like, fuck this bitch. She can't be the queen.
I'm gonna tell John right now what she did.
Yeah. I liked his deflection too. He's just like, so let me, cause he 100% believes Sam. He's just like, so let me get this straight. The most honorable man I know lied to me my entire life. And Sam just backhand that. She's just like, like, I don't have time for your bullshit. For your poutiness and food. He did that to save your life. Now what? Oh yes. This show is getting to where I need it to get. But I've had enough of the talking. I like
all... Yeah, I was upset that this show was this episode was all talking.
Yeah.
And there was no dragons. There was no
at the very end
messing around.
At the very end, you see that they're just like, we understand. Like, once they light that little boy on fire, you're just like, oh, you guys know
that from this point forward, mm-hmm. we're about it. Mm-hmm. But what I really want, because everyone on Earth is watching Game of Thrones. We don't need to talk about that part. We took prop bets for Avengers and everyone lost. Because yes. They murdered, spoilers for a movie that made $3 billion or something like that. Everyone dies in Avengers. No. I want to take prop bets.
Mm-hmm. What's the bet we're making now? Who lives or who makes it onto the throne at the end?
No, we're using it is who is alive, basically, right? And based on what their position is at the end of it, for whoever wins, we'll assign points.
Okay.
So if you're like the king or queen, and we're using like Formula One rules, you get 25 points. if the person lives and is the king, then you get it's fantasy Game of Thrones, yeah. Basically. The hand gets 20 points,
uh-huh.
and all the other people below them get dwindling amount of points.
Mm-hmm.
Provided that your people are alive.
Well, obviously, so the eunuch is going to be the king, right? he's going to, you know, mat out everything and kill everybody, including Tyrion Lannister. Right?
Taserface.
Taserface?
Taserface!
Can you tell I've been watching more Marvel movies? Oh. Oh, that was a great joke.
Boy, the ending of that movie is so weak. But I need to
rewatch. It's good. I like that movie.
The Fight Up Line. It's bad.
It's good. It's one of those movies that grows
ending,
on you.
No, man,
because
the ending is... No, what I've done is... Up to the point where he reveals that he's a planet, that is where I stop. Because I remember it being real bad. I don't want to see it anymore. But for two-thirds of that movie, it is every bit as good as the first one.
Damian, Drax and... Mantis. Not Mantis. Isn't but that is a good interplay. But no, Drax and the Trash Panda. Oh. Oh, boy. The two of them just... Perfect.
Oh, so much about that movie. Like, that movie starts strong and just keeps going.
Yeah.
And it just fucking falls to pieces.
It does not.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, Game of Thrones.
Right, so who is king? Because I'm just going to listen back to this and then do the fantasy thing for us.
How does this work? Do we actually choose who we think is going to be king? Uh-huh. Or do we choose like three people and then if they are king or queen, right, or whatever?
So
how does this work?
I just need five people who you think will make it.
And depending on how high up they are, that's the point.
Right, that's the point.
So, all right, cool.
So five people you think going to make it.
All right, cool. So how are we going to do this? Which order?
No, just say five. Just whoever lives, because it's fantasy. Whoever lives.
No, I mean, Andrew, are you going to go first? That's what I meant.
All right, sure. I'll go first. So, the names I'm proposing for the They Will Live, and hopefully they get high up enough in the royal pecking order. Sam of family Tarly.
All right.
of
once family Tarly.
Sansa Stark. Sansa Stark. Jaime Lannister. Tyrion Lannister. And as my complete wild card, like with I chose Nick Fury for the Dustin, Theon Greyjoy. All right.
So my five to survive. One, Samuel Tarly.
All right.
Bran Stark, the puppeteer, the puppet master. Sansa Stark, the new Littlefinger. Jon Snow, the killer of dragons.
Right.
And Tormund Giantsbane, because I love that beard. And number six, the wild card, the resurrection card, Ygritte.
You know nothing, John Snow.
Because
I miss her.
I do like her. And also, Jon Snow is now a key part of the show. Mm. He has enough sway that they are now married. He's going to get his wife back on the show.
So none of you people think...
And they're like, it doesn't make any sense. She's no, dead. And he's like, I don't give a fuck.
She's like, she's done.
Jon Snow is going to murder that fool.
All right. So my wild card first, it's a dude, wild card, is Kaiman. You don't know who that is?
What?
I didn't hear. I just heard. I heard screaming.
How Kyburn.
Kyburn.
He's the. Let's call him a maester. He wasn't a maester. He's the one that was horny for the dead hand.
Yes.
Cersei's puppeteer. He's the devil, and I want him to make it more than anything else. The problem with picking
He's Cersei's new maester, is what you're saying. Okay, yeah.
The problem with picking Giant's Bane is that if he makes it,
then
Brienne has to make it as well.
Yes.
So if I'm picking one, I have to pick both. And that feels like a waste of two.
Have to do is pick who you think is going to give you more points.
I'm pretty sure both of them are getting murked. People are going to die. All right, so now that Qyburn is off, I've put it on my real list. Jon Snow, Daenerys.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to make it.
Okay.
They're
going to bone, is what you're saying.
Right. Gendry will make it because he's the last of the house, whatever.
Is Gendry... Gendry's
the guy that makes the weapons.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because he's the last of that guy's actual Baratheon. Children. Yeah, the Baratheon children. So I think he's going to make it. I want Arya to make it. And I think the whole world wants her to make it. Which is why I'm sure she's not going to make it. So I'm not putting her on the list. Sam has to make. If they kill Sam, I'm not watching anymore. This fucking TV show. Varys can't make it because the Red Witch already told him he's going to die in Westeros, so he's no shot.
She said that? I don't remember.
Yeah, she said that sometime last season.
Oh, okay. He could die of old age in Westeros.
I don't think this TV show is set up to kill people, you know, old age. Think definitely, definitely she's going to bite it. And so the only person... that will be in our position of power is Sansa.
Sansa is going to
magic
herself into the top dog position.
So it's the two people with
she's literally become Littlefinger. It's crazy.
The two people with the birds that blow fire. And then the other people from all the houses. Like one person from the house has to make it. Which is why part of me thinks Tyrion is going to make it because he's the
you think
only.
So? I have
he's
a
the
feeling
last
he
Lannister.
Won't.
And I don't think they're going to murder. I don't think they're going to wipe out the houses.
Well, there's three people in that house still.
No. Two of those people are dead.
Yes.
One of them is the main villain, more so than the thing that raises dead people.
Yeah, man. She will die because she's not going to give them
no help.
And
the other one has. Let's recap. Push a little boy out the window.
and just met him.
Right. Help orchestrate the wedding ready. Was born in the actual bad person in the movie. Like, if he makes it, many, many things have gone wrong. Plus, Cersei has paid Bronn to shoot either one of them that makes it. And Bronn seems like the perfect mercenary. It's like, if you've got enough money, I'll murder whatever needs murdering.
I love how they just asked him to murder the two people who he just kind of started to like.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Game of Thrones people, if you're listening, and even though you've done shooting this movie or TV show or whatever, please let Cersei. I don't know our care how. Turn her into the new King of the Whites or whatever that thing is called. What's it called?
You really gonna make me make this joke?
Yes.
You really gave me a 90s joke.
What's it called, Douglas?
The Grand Wizard.
What the? He's called Ice Cube. And the White Walkers are called Vanilla Ice.
Oh,
tremendous. I like the show. I like it a lot. I like it a lot. It finally got there. Right? Last season was... I watched season 7 maybe 3 times. Because it got me excited. As excited as... I think Andrew was the one that pitched this to me. Because even though it was on HBO, I was just like, I don't give a shit about this. And I think Andrew was the one that convinced me to watch this garbage show. And at the end of it, when there was dragons, because I might have been mumbling madness during it, but at the end, when she walks out of that fire with the dragons, I'm just like, let me get this. Undead army, bitch with dragons, and people in the middle, or I'm going to watch this. Oh, this is right. And then they took 4 seasons off. They did basically what The Walking Dead did is doing now, but they did that upfront. Just like, let us bore you to tears. But you got me back. I'm never going to buy those middle seasons on principle, but they did. Also never reading the books because they won't end. Bonus points. George R.R. Martin dies before finishing his books. Go to Vegas and put some money down. It's like, oh my God. But this doesn't usually happen though. Usually once a show dips, it
just forever. Dies. Yeah.
I can't think of another show that recovered. Which is why I'm so worried for Legion.
Actually, no, that's not true. Think they recovered. Jesse Costa.
Preacher did recover.
Yeah.
In a big way.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
And
but that was, it did recover.
Yeah.
One season.
And the upsetting part is that after it's recovered, they've just announced this is the last one.
I mean, is it upsetting if they go to that bang?
I suppose. You know, it's better than me kind of just stopping watching them halfway through the 12th season.
Right.
Because I'm bored to tears.
I mean, they can now do what BBC shows have done for years.
Mm-hmm.
Which, because they have a defined endpoint, they can fucking end the story. They can wrap the story up. So dragging this out into infinity. Douglas, me and you need to talk. Catastrophe.
Okay. Catastrophe, have you finally finished it?
I still have one episode left.
Okay.
I hear that this is the final season.
Yes, it is.
It's 4 episodes.
Yep. No, it's more than that.
It's real weird. It's more?
Yeah.
How many episodes is there?
6, I think.
Oh, all right. Well, I've seen 3. That's good, because I was wondering. How come nothing is really happening?
I feel like it's more... Okay, have they gone to the US yet?
No.
Oh, actually, that might be the last episode. Shit. What have they done?
They've been out to the farm with the cocaine drug dealer guy. And he has his baby strapped to him at all times.
Oh, yeah. For a second, I'm like, what do you mean cocaine drug dealer guy?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, what movie? What show are you watching? But okay, yes. You mean The Asshole Friend.
Yes.
But yeah, okay, I do recall he once was a man. Yes.
He sells guns and cocaine.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I don't know why I remember there's more than 4 episodes, but maybe I'm wrong. Whatever. All right. We can talk.
Yeah. There are some highs, but it doesn't feel...
No, it does not.
...anywhere near as strong as the previous season.
No, unfortunately,
they don't seem. They don't seem as aggressive.
Yeah.
It feels like this one feels like they are just like, it feels like they're going through the motions. It feels to me what, like, the season, not this final season, but the season before of You're the Worst felt like. Where there's like, this is the template that we have. These people are terrible people.
Mm-hmm.
But the jokes aren't as mean.
Yeah.
And they don't land as hard.
Yeah.
And the stakes don't seem high at all. Like, in the previous seasons, there was points where you're just like, these people have to leave each other because this is going no. But there's like an episode where there's a child that doesn't like her, and that's the crux of the episode, which, come on. Catastrophe. You're way better than that.
I did think it was funny that the child didn't like her.
But I mean, the show, if we measure it against other shows,
mm-hmm.
it stands on its own. The problem is, I'm measuring it against itself. And I expected more. That's probably why I'm taking so long to go through it, because it hasn't really been...
Yeah, there's a 6 episodes.
Okay, good. It hasn't really been doing the thing that I want it to do, but it's still catastrophe, so that's...
Yeah. One thing I will say is that it does ramp up a little bit towards the end. It doesn't quite get to peak catastrophe,
mm-hmm.
but it tries to get close. And that whole dynamic that you were talking about us being... As viewers saying, boy, you guys really should not be together,
yeah.
Comes up. Of course it does.
Of course, right? Yeah, that's what the show is.
Yeah. And in particular, they, like, for a little while, you're like, ooh, this actually is going to happen. Mm-hmm. There is going to be a massive
mm-hmm.
catastrophe, right? And so I do appreciate this season. I'm very upset that it's not, that it is the last season, because it's not as strong as some of the previous ones before. But, and something that I completely forgot that shows up later in the season. Did you remember that What's-Her-Face is his mother in the show?
Mm-hmm.
Princess Leia?
Yes.
I didn't remember that until mm-hmm. they called it out.
Right.
It.
Right, I remember seeing her and we're just like, oh, yes.
Yeah.
So good.
She was great.
She was
good. Yeah. And who is somebody She's shows a
stark
up
reminder of just how long ago Star Wars was.
Somebody shows up as like a brother-in-law or something like that. Oh, it's Nat Faxon,
right?
Yeah,
yeah.
From, well, I don't think technically he's in Broken Lizard, but that's why I know who he is. He's great.
Always. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And this show, so for anybody who has not watched this show, you need to stop listening to us now.
Correct.
You have 4 years of just top notch comedy mm-hmm. to catch up with. Unfortunately, that's all you've got, but be happy with what you've got.
Yes.
It's great.
This is really very good.
I really love Sharon Horgan and this fella. I'm upset Rob something. I can't remember his last
Delaney.
Name. Delaney. I'm upset that he doesn't appear to be as funny by himself.
He was in Deadpool.
Yeah, but he said words other people wrote for him. I've seen where he said words he wrote for him.
Oh.
It's not funny.
Yeah, I knew that. What's her name? Is the
she's Sharon? Great.
Yeah, yeah, she's the one yeah. that is doing most of the writing. I finished her.
Probably HBO they write show. Together the show.
I finished the HBO show. I don't like it. The one that she wrote.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. I, for some reason, loved the first season. Maybe that's just because I don't know what.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I agree with you. Once. I didn't even finish. I don't even think I got through 2 episodes in the second season.
Yeah.
I just stopped. It was horrible.
Yeah.
But so you didn't even like the first one?
No, the first one felt like a lesser catastrophe.
Yeah.
And by the second season, I was just out.
Yeah, yeah. It fell off a cliff. Yeah. Yeah.
I really wanted it to be better because I like her.
Mm-hmm.
I like that style of relationship series, mm-hmm. where it's two people that are combative against each other, but hates the world more than they hate each other, and mm-hmm. so they make it work.
Yep.
I like that dynamic. Because there's always tension and pushback. It's not just people agreeing to hate outside factors. So that's okay. Andrew Robinson.
Yes, sir.
Me and you need to talk about cartoons.
What cartoon?
The One Punch Man has returned.
Yes, it has. And he's punching men.
Luckily for me, you told me about this show last year. So I didn't realize it's been 4 years or so since this was on TV.
It's been a while. People have been losing their minds because it's back.
Yeah, so I thought that it came out last year. It was until this episode came out and there was people like doing backflips because they were like, it's been 8 years. But it is more of that show. I really do enjoy the sensibilities of the show, where there's a guy that is super powerful but still has to be part of this world, and so he's just bored and he's trying to essentially make his way. His struggle is a day-to-day struggle of what to do with his time, because the thing that he wanted to be good at, he's so good at that it is no longer challenging. And it is that juxtaposed to literally everybody else killing themselves to be like the best hero or the best villain or the best whatever. And you see all of their effort. And for him, it is effortless. And there's, and the thing that is cool about it is that there's no, they haven't established a limit to what he's capable of, because you've never really seen him quote unquote fight. Like there've been, especially at the end of the first season, there's this massive destructive battle, where at one point someone punches him so hard, and you like this, Douglas, he flies out of Earth's atmosphere and crashes against the moon, and then realizes that he's on the moon, and then just he literally holds his nose, looks at Earth, and then just jumps off the moon. A thing that they at no point established previously in the show. He's just like, oh, I'm going back to that fight. Let me just jump off the moon. And you're like, this show is absolutely ridiculous. But it is, even though he is bored, the show isn't bored, which is fascinating to watch. There's not many show. The only show that I think ever really pulled this off, and I still don't really love this show, is Curb Your Enthusiasm, where there's someone going through the show that is bored to death of everything and hates everything and is not amused by much. But it is everyone's reaction around him that really draws you into the show. And that is what this anime, I think they call it, is doing.
Anime.
Season 1 is just a welcome back episode, kind of like what Game of Thrones... episode 1 of season 2 is just a welcome back. It is just, these are the players, this is what happens, and starting from here, we'll get going. Andrew hasn't seen episode 2, which he really should, because...
As soon as we're done, don't worry.
Speed of Sound Sonic, which is... yes, Douglas, that is his actual name. The names in this are... Like, it is a comedy more than it is anything else. He is back, and he is doing it real big. And... It is, what happens to him in this episode is as good as the first time we meet him in season 1. So it's like they've, it seems they know what they're doing, at least for now. So even though I still despise Andrew for getting me back into cartoons, it hasn't ruined my life because I've not veered off into more cartoons. It's just the three that he told me. And when I say others on the TV, I still have the same disdain I had before I started this stupid process. So, but if you haven't seen One Punch Man,
Douglas,
you should give it a shot. It's fun. Of all of the ones that he's asked about, it's real stupid. Though Hinamatsuri is also. Never. Hinamatsuri is
Damian. Damian, I don't watch cartoons.
I know.
I'm a grown man.
Except Spider-Man.
Don't you have a coloring book corner that we...
Yeah. Don't you have a coloring book corner?
So, one, the coloring book corner are all feature films.
Except live Spider-Man.
Action. Two, Spider-Man is not a cartoon. That's an animated feature.
Spider-Ham?
Well, if it makes you feel any better, you can watch like three episodes at once and call it a feature.
Yeah. But what happened to Spider-Ham?
What was that?
Spider-Ham is a animated feature?
Yes.
All right, fair enough. One last question before we move on. Speaking of John Mulaney, he's in a Netflix show.
Yeah.
About small children.
Yes, that's also an animated feature.
With big mouths.
Yes.
Alright.
Just checking in.
Just checking. Archo?
Which, by the way, is coming back very soon.
So I hear. Archo? Yeah.
Did you watch a Valentine's episode?
No. Sports. Sacred sports.
Came out in February.
So, okay, Damien.
Valentine's Day.
I know about sports.
Damien.
Hi. Sports.
I know you're going to say sports.
Mm-hmm. Sports.
But I require a house report next week. Houseu.
But sports.
Houseu.
It's been staring me in the face because it's the last movie I added. And that poster is so good.
Mm-hmm.
God, that poster is good. And I saw a trailer and... I really want to watch it. But sports.
I understand, Damon. You have 7 days.
I don't think you do, though. It's the first round of the... Saturday and Sunday, I spent easily 16 hours in front of a TV watching sports.
You can pick one game that's going to be bad and ignore it.
Right.
You know which one it is.
You're right.
You already know which one it
is. I know one of them is being played right now. I'm surprised how close it is because it should not be this close. It is why I had no objections to coming to this podcast. If it were tomorrow night, I'm just saying I would have made up an excuse to go and watch the playoffs.
All right, Damien.
Yes, Hozu. All right, fine.
I have been watching
Kung
Fu movies
for
the last week.
Were any of them of the hustle variety?
No. None of them had hustles.
Do any of them have eagles or shadows or both?
There's some that came close to eagles and shadows.
Wait, do you not know? You must have watched this movie.
Snake and Eagle Shadow? You don't know that movie, shadow. Damon?
What are we talking about?
It is
fucking a great
ridiculous
movie.
Ridiculous Jackie Chan film.
Oh,
go home and go watch
it. Oh, no. God damn it. No, I was trying to piece together what you... Oh, no. I know what. All right, never mind.
Okay.
All right.
So, starting out with this movie. So, Damien,
yes.
Do you remember a few years back there was a movie by the name of Hannah?
Yes. There's an Amazon series.
We're not talking about that because, number one, I don't know. Have any of us watched it?
I watched two episodes. It's fine.
Oh, yeah?
All right, cool.
I have not watched any episodes simply because...
It's on Amazon.
No. No, actually, I tried to watch an episode. Then it told me Catastrophe existed, and I fucked off with that.
I remember, yeah, you did tell us that story.
I just haven't started watching it again.
It's like, oh yeah, I went to watch Hannah, but I don't know if you guys know this. Catastrophe.
So yeah, Hannah. Mm-hmm. Hannah was a great movie, and we all love it for many reasons. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons I particularly love that movie is I love the soundtrack.
Yes.
You know how, like, you go on every time you talk about Tron Legacy? Yes. And
I'm well aware.
Hannah was that for me. But that soundtrack for Hannah. Great. You shut the fuck up.
I got
that
it.
That soundtrack. Shut the fuck up.
It's Chemical Brothers, right?
That soundtrack is amazing. It's the Chemical Brothers. Chemical Brothers.
Right. Right. Again.
Once again. Shut the fuck up. The Chemical Brothers.
Yes.
And it took me down a rabbit hole of like looking up Chemical Brothers music on YouTube many, many moons ago. And there was this one song that I really liked. Called Get Yourself High. And they did a music video for it. It was the official music video for the song where they had cut together Kung Fu clips and like edited in like speakers and microphones and shit. And I always thought it was hilarious. Only to find myself this week finally accidentally watching the Kung Fu movie they cut from. And I couldn't stop laughing watching this movie. This movie is called The Two Champions of Shaolin. Right? You can insert any kung fu story you want. That's what's happening in this movie.
Yeah.
There's a young rambunctious child who's really into kung fu and awesome, and evil people attack him, and he must overcome whatever to be a kung fu man. This movie has one of the most ridiculous finale deaths ever, in which you see someone basically snap in half. And it's hilarious because you know these movies where they're like, okay, we can't actually snap the guy in half, so we're going to put the camera close enough so that you see his legs and you see his face come together and you know those are like two bodies. But it's just hilarious to me to watch this thing going on. This movie is actually not that great, but I enjoyed it for the ridiculousness of it, especially to be like, oh, he was throwing knives, not records, because I'm an idiot.
Andrew, I'm trying to find this music video, but it does not seem to appear on the internet.
I will send it to you shortly.
Thank you very much.
Damien, is just to make sure you're working on the right internet. Mm-hmm. Does your internet have Yahoo?
My internet does not actually have Yahoo.
Oh, okay.
It has Netscape.
Okay.
I think you need an update.
To AOL? I got that up. Yep. I got the disk. Installed new internet.
CompuServe. Damien, CompuServe.
Get more internet.
So following up with that Kung Fu movie, that was average. Like it had so it was dumb, so I enjoyed myself. Right. Following up that Kung Fu movie, I decided I needed to step it up a notch in Kung Fu-ness.
Step your game up.
Right. So I went to the gentleman who I go to when I need action in my life. I went to Sir John Woo.
Jonathan
Woo.
Right.
To one of his earlier films he made that I had never seen before, by the name of The Last Hurrah for Chivalry.
I saw this somewhere. Mm-hmm. Did you watch this on Criterion?
I did.
I was flipping through my Criterion because I also, of course, I got it. And I saw it, and it's this crazy poster of Kung Foolery, and they said it was John Woo, and I was very much tempted to press play. Should I have pressed play, Andrew?
You very much should have pressed play. This movie is so fucking good, right? The choreography, the fighting in this movie, it's so fucking good. And it's upsetting to me because John Woo, it's strange because when I think of John Woo, all I think of is gun kung fu, right? This is him doing like swordplay wuxia kung fu movies that I've never seen him do. And he's so fucking good at it.
Here's how much I dislike you right now. I grew up
outside of the fact that I have no idea how you made it this long without seeing this movie and having tied this movie to John Woo. This movie was so popular here in Jamaica that when Twins of Twins decided to do one of their shitty parody things, this is the movie that they used. It is footage from this movie they dubbed over to tell a Jamaican story about Kung Fu. How have you not watched this movie before? What kind of life do you two people live? We live the same. We're the same age. We had the same TV channels. What happened?
I was busy watching Kenshin. I don't know what you're talking about.
Damian, what did you watch? Happened? What I watched was Airborne.
I also watched Airborne. It's Saturday mornings when they had Kung Fu shenanigans early in the morning. What were you busy doing? What kind of video store did you... Listen, our video store for children... All right, here's what a video store was. It's a place that you went in. Like, all right, let me start over.
They had the shit ton of bootlegs that before, you brought thinking was legit. Right, and then you got upset when you grew older to realize that place you bought Space Jam from on a TV cassette was illegal. Right.
Imagine if Netflix were a place that gave you movies, but you had to pay them per movie and you had to rewind. All right,
Damian, do you remember when Netflix was a place that gave you movies?
Right. Here's what rewinding is. It is when you take the seek bar from the top and draw it back. So you had to do that to a physical thing by playing it in reverse. It was basically Dark Ages. Anyways, in my cassette place, where they were clearly, in hindsight, they were clearly just taking actual movies, like Doc Andrew said, and taping them over. Because none of this money was ever seen by Hollywood. Just a man in a basement with equipment. All they had were gun movies and kung fu movies. There's nothing else, because no one would rent anything else. There's no woman that had a VCR that lived alone. She lived with people. And so she was going to rent whatever the hell else there was. It is literally action and kung fu. And the fact that...
She wasn't there making up an Agnes Varda collection for people to come by and look at.
Yeah. The fact that you have not seen this movie and that you do not immediately tie this movie to the John universe, the John Woo universe... It's ridiculous.
The Wooniverse. So yeah, I watched John Woo.
John Woo!
And this movie is fucking incredible.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, it is.
It's
on Criterion, which is weird. That's how I know Criterion is fucking with people.
I've told you for a long time.
The evidence is mounting that Douglas owns Criterion. Shh.
They're releasing Do the Right Thing this summer, so Douglas knows he's like doing the right thing.
Speaking of releasing, you know what I found out? And it was only because every once in a while, every 6 months or so, you get an urge to own a specific movie. Mm-hmm. I got the urge to own Hedwig and the Angry Inch on Blu-ray. I already have it, but on DVD, so I don't really have it.
What's a DVD?
Exactly. Right. We agree. Okay. I don't really have it. So I said to myself, somebody must have put that on Blu-ray by now. Nobody has. Mm-hmm. But when I searched for it, I got Criterion an option to pre-order a Criterion copy. So guess what I did? I can't wait until this thing comes out. I don't even know when it is. I think it's the next few months. I'm just, I can't wait to have it in my hands.
Hey guys, Douglas owns Criterion.
This is just now the final nail in the coffin.
I've seen enough. All I need now is Predator and then we're done.
You mean Predator?
The Predator. Both the old one and the new one.
Yep.
I'll
talk to some folks.
A two-pack.
Continuing down my kung fu path that I took this week. Because this wasn't the end of it. John Woo wasn't the end of my kung fu path this week. I know Douglas has caught me watching these movies. I don't know if I've discussed this on this podcast at all. I love the Donnie Yen Ip Man movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They're fun.
There they are.
Mm-hmm.
There's an Ip Man 4 coming out. It's not out yet.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
But they decided to release a Ip Man adjacent movie recently by the name of Master Z Ip Man Legacy.
Is Donnie Yen in this movie?
He is not in it.
Then why?
Then why am I watching? What's happening? What is the point?
In one of the Ip Man movies, a gentleman challenges Donnie Yen to Kung Fu and he loses. This is the story of that man afterwards.
In every Ip Man movie, people challenge Donnie Yen to Kung Fu and then lose. There was a boxer. There was a Kung Fu man. What's the third one?
This was the Kung Fu man. And this was behind closed doors.
Karachi. Sorry, you're Jamaican. It is Karachi. Oh, dear.
His name is Tinchi, which I know doesn't help you because you don't remember any of people's fucking names. but anyways, this is the story of this guy. He like went off to be a regular person and walk away from Kung Fu. But this movie is fun as fuck. It has Michelle Yeoh in it as like the leader of an illegal drugs gang. It has Tony Jaa cosplaying as Michael Jackson. Right? It has Drax. Drax. Drax is in this movie as the Western bad guy. The Kung Fu man fights him, but he doesn't move when he gets hit because he's massive, right? Drax is in this movie as a chef.
Is he a moron?
No, he's not.
Damn it.
He's just typical bad guy who is just like, I'm a chef. Oh, you want to fight me? Kind of thing.
Why do I want to watch him in that spy movie?
Because you're a bad person.
You said that trailer. I know it's trash.
Not Vin Diesel. This is the Rock movie.
Yes, it's a Vin Diesel movie.
It could be a Vin Diesel movie.
Yeah, it's basically him.
So the two of them are essentially the same person, Vin Diesel and The Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, man.
Which I guess makes sense
why
they hate
each other. Every big man action star in America has had to go through this path.
Yeah. Right.
But you do have a movie
and it's now his turn.
Yeah. But why do I want to watch it? I know
you're a bad person. But yeah, Master Z Ip Man Legacy, not the best Ip Man movie, because it has less Ip Man than Ip Man movies.
If by less I still enjoyed, you mean none, then sure.
By less I mean none, but I still enjoyed the hell out of this movie. It has all of the kung fu that it needs, and Tony Jaa, like, you've come a long way since me being like, why should I care about Ang Bak, but... Tony Jaa cosplaying as Michael Jackson. I'm done with this.
I think we do have to take this with a grain of salt.
Mm-hmm.
We have to remember that this is the same person that told us there was enough kung fu in Master of Kung Fu?
Yeah. Master of Ceremonies.
The Grandmaster. How dare something you guys continue to besmirch
all the time. But is Ip Man? Like, it is the people that made... There's Ip Man in the title. I've seen those Ip Man
movies.
But
it's Ip Man adjacent. Ip Man is not actually in this movie.
Yeah, but here's the thing about Ip Man.
Douglas, I challenge you.
Ip Man
watch a trailer for this movie. There is a scene in that trailer in which Michelle Yeoh and our main character in this movie have a kung fu scene in serving alcohol to each other.
Nice.
Like, there is no way you're seeing that scene and not immediately wanting to watch this movie.
The thing I like most about the second Ip Man, because I'm trying but finding it very difficult to remember anything about the third one. The second one was the one where they felt bored by their own dialogue. Like, there's points where they're supposed to be giving some type of story, and halfway through the story, it's just fighting. They're just like... We've been talking for 5 minutes. This is enough. Just fighting out of the clear blue sky, which is what I've wanted from Karachi.
Which
movies.
One is the one that ends with? Is it the first one? Ends with a 5-year-old doing, you know, mm-hmm. doing the Bruce Lee act.
I think that's the first one.
I think it was probably so the third one.
I'm mixing up all of these.
Yeah,
things.
Yeah. They kind of all
imagine. All I remember is the third one had like wartime shit going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. The third one is the one I don't need to see again. But the other two, very much. I need to watch Kung Fu Hustle again.
I enjoy those movies. I'm not sure if I've watched all of either any of them, but you know, you kind of watch enough of all of them to enjoy it. I agree with you. I saw Kung Fu Hustle show up on Netflix recently, and I'm like, I haven't seen this in a long time.
God, that movie's good.
It's great. And I feel like I need to figure out what's going on with Stephen Chow. He still makes movies. Why don't I watch them?
You're full of shit,
Stephen Chow. For good reason.
Stephen Chow doesn't make movies.
So yeah, I guess what else I'll mention, just as a side note, I watched Unicorn Store.
Oh, really? Is it good?
Come on.
It's not good.
It's on Netflix. It's right in the title.
It's not good, but I enjoyed Sam Jackson in it.
Yeah, fair enough.
The thing about Unicorn Store, it feels like a 90s indie movie in all of the bad ways.
Yeah.
Well, it feels like if we watched the Zach Braff movie, what was it called again?
Garden State?
Excuse me.
Garden State today for the first time.
That we'd still love it the same amount that we loved it then.
Mr. Godzilla Man says what? What's happening in this corner?
I've always loved Garden State.
When last did you watch Garden State? Alright,
so I watched it fairly recently. And I still love it because I loved it then. But yes, I see the problems.
Cool. Imagine if you saw it for the first time today.
Yeah, I know. It would be hard.
Cool.
I had to go back and watch Scrubs to remind myself why I like that fool. That's how angry that movie made me.
The other thing I'll mention, I watched The Guava Island, the Childish Gambino
You said that.
Movie thing. I quite enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. It has lots of his music in it, and it was fun. Like, it's short, and I liked it. Especially, I don't know why I got this vibe. So, like, obviously, This Is America is in the movie.
The song and sucks.
That song plays out with like him in like
when
a
you watch
factory.
It's fine.
It's hilarious because he does this whole pause thing where like someone will do something and then he has to like stop the whole people doing like their dance and song routine, and his face just freezes as he's just trying to let it happen, and I find it entertaining. But for some reason, that whole factory sequence kind of reminded me of Dancer in the Dark.
Still haven't watched.
And
what is that
made me happy.
Today? What is? You know Lars made that, right?
I know. And I own it now.
No, don't tell me you know. Fix it.
I haven't watched it.
This has to be the last time.
I just watched Manderley, okay?
I don't want to hear it. Today has to be the final day. I'll hear no more excuses. You're on leave. I'm going to sign back into Letterboxd. I'm sure they took money from me again this year. I have a life. I don't know what I paid for. Anyways. And I'm going to monitor it, and until Dancer comes up, I'm going to message you every day. I don't know what is happening.
I'd actually like to see that.
All right, you call him my bluff. I don't know if I can keep that. Too much sports.
So Andrew, here's a real question. The music that is in this supposed movie, is any of it from the album that's actually good?
If by that, do you mean the album you like? No.
Oh, so, okay. All right.
Also, I don't know if I can actually answer that question because I haven't listened to any of his real albums in its entirety.
Oh, so you haven't even listened to the good one?
Nope.
What? Andrew, it's...
I haven't heard this new album. I just know This Is America because obviously everyone's heard that song at this point.
No, this new album is not the good one. The good one is the one that came out like 2 years ago.
I know because you played it repeatedly,
yes.
But all I ever heard was Redbone and I ignored the rest.
Okay, you should think about it, Andrew. It's really good.
Your best albums.
From
other people that you can't listen to.
Damien, stop it.
I was too busy listening to D'Angelo during that year to actually hear Childish Gambino.
D'Angelo was great.
D'Angelo? Same one?
Yeah. Did you not know this?
Made more music.
Yes.
When?
It's about the same year that Childish Gambino album came out.
Does he have his shirt off?
I don't know. I didn't watch our music video.
Him?
Yes.
Wow.
And it's fantastic. You should listen to it.
Mm-mm. Hard pass.
You know the intro? Is it because of the shirt? I remember when that happened, we were in high school.
Oh, that's right.
And we were all like, oh, we're not going to watch No Man in No.
Oh, no.
Without no shirt. I remember
twisted.
That.
You have it twisted. I grew up with a house full of women. So I heard that album 30 million times.
All right, fair enough.
And it wasn't good the first time.
Oh.
The 14th millionth? Still not good.
Pretty sure I have it on here. Hold on.
He has a soft voice.
I'm going to bring it up.
But his songs are bad. Anywho, is D'Angelo Arnold?
Somebody's wearing a Jamaica shirt. Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Andrew, is this like Lemonade Part 2? Is that what this is?
It has more movie to it and less integration with the music.
Okay.
Like, I think there might be 4 songs throughout the whole hour.
Okay, because I didn't watch Lemonade.
Right.
And I have no intention of watching this.
Yeah, Lemonade.
I know.
Kinda...
I just asked out of courtesy because I have sports.
But they definitely know that, like, a lot of people's draw to this thing would be like, oh, you get to hear more, you get to hear his music.
Is there...
Right.
Jokes.
Yes.
Is there Paperboy level jokes?
No.
Hard pass. Where's my Community movie?
When's the next movie with Paperboy in it?
Joker in October.
Alright, cool.
And Avengers. I'm pretty sure everyone we know is in Avengers.
No. Paperboy is not in Avengers because he cannot.
He's somewhere in the back. No. He's somewhere in the back in Wakanda.
Exactly. Right? He cannot go in the Avengers before the Black Panther 2 movie.
Right.
Yeah.
At this point, you cannot be an actor if you're not in the Avengers movie.
But yeah, I've definitively spotted him in the Joker trailer.
Yes,
so
he's in
that.
Yeah.
Paperboy. So, anyway, are you done with what you've been watching, Andrew?
Yes, I'm done.
Okay, so let's see. How am I going to pace this? Let's actually start with what I watch generally. And it won't be a whole lot. I guess you could count the Three Amigos, which is awesome.
What
I want to talk about is something that sidetracked us on what I assume... is an episode that you guys will listen to in the future, because I have no clue how Andrew is editing these things. But the last time for me that I did an episode, I found out some very special news, which is that there is a show by the name of Tacoma FD, and it is created, written, or whatever, starring
Broke Lizard.
Two of the Broken Lizard troupe. In particular, Heffernan, and I think his name is Lemmy, but he's the guy that goes, or the Eye of the Jew, whichever one you know.
I like how super specific that is. You give us a laugh, and you're like, that's the guy.
Yeah. In Super Troopers. If you've watched Super Troopers,
you know exactly
what I'm talking about.
Equally,
when I say the Eye of the Jew, if you've watched Bearfest, again, you know exactly who I'm talking about. But, you know, I understand those of you who don't know the greatness that is, greatness is such a strong word, but the greatness that is Broken Lizard, please seek out the various shitty movies that they've made. They're marvelous. And once you're done, and you have to first watch them, then come watch Tacoma FD, and you'll find that what they've done is made Super Troopers the TV show. Except instead of highway patrolmen, they are firefighters. They also have cops in this show. There are feuds with the cops. Heffernan is trying to be the chief. And there are lots of shenanigans. Andrew, no, I can't talk to you because you are not into worthy? These guys. Mm-hmm. I don't think you appreciate them enough, Andrew. Damian, mm-hmm. this show is fucking amazing. No, you and I both know when I say fucking amazing, I mean probably a pile of shit.
Yeah.
But...
tremendous.
Tremendous. Right? It's great. Have you watched it?
No. Sports.
Oh.
Look at what I'm doing right now in the middle of this podcast.
Damian, this show is so special. They've even found some non-broken lizard guys who are down for the fun. You know who else is in this? He shows up in a lot of things, but you and I know him as what the hell is his name? Not Po' Boy, but Doughboy, right?
Yeah.
From the Heaven Show.
Yeah. I know who you're talking. I know the. Oh my god.
Pillboy?
Pillboy.
Yes. Yeah.
Pillboy.
And mm-hmm. I'm sure you've seen him in other things, but even if all you know him of him is Pillboy.
Yeah.
That.
You understand
what he can do. And he brings that to this show.
That's the energy he brings.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. It's great. And I cannot wait. I think there's a fourth episode that happened last night that I can watch now. Oh, so happy. So happy. This show needs to never end.
It'll be cancelled by the end of
this. I'm sure it will be. Now, to move on to what we call the Coloring Book Theater. Mm-hmm. And I have
CBT.
Just one note, yes. Which is, Ant-Man sucks!
Incorrect.
I finally got my new brand spanking new television. It's great. It's wonderful. It's 4K. I love it. I can now watch Ant-Man and see all of his dimples.
In the mighty most death.
in the Yasin Bay, thank you very much. And as actually kind of, as pretty disappointed. I did like the movie a little more than I did the last time, but not because I liked it any more than I did the last time. Mm-hmm. Simply because I now like the characters more because I love the second movie. So I don't think I'm going to delete this one, but it's still a big meh to me.
You're so weird.
Yeah, I know. I just don't think it meshed as well as the second one. Again, for me, the big moments were when, they did the flashbacks, right? The stories, which obviously, I mean, there's no way anybody can hate that, those mm-hmm. couple of scenes. And, you know, the fact that he beats Falcon, sure, that's kind of fun. Mm-hmm. But there is not a continuous funness to this movie mm-hmm. that there is in the second one.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yes, the second one is a better movie. That does not make the first one bad. Right? You watch the first one and you spoke about it like, it was those Hulk movies.
Yeah, that may have been a bit strong. But, yeah, I just don't... I hate that I don't get it, but I don't get it.
But you do, because you like the second
one. I love the second
one. So you know...
I've watched the second one, like, 10 times.
Yeah, so easy. You know what it's... You know what the first one is.
But the first one is not that, though. The first one...
Right.
I get that it tries to be that, but it just
didn't
not
get there.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Andrew hates this conversation a lot. Andrew does not like that second one.
He does not. And I don't know why. Andrew, why don't you like the second one?
We can't do this every time. Andrew's going to cut
what Andrew has turned off his microphone and said,
I have turned off my microphone. I was kind of hoping you guys would kind of scuttle along with this
Andrew's going Ant-Man to 2 what conversation. He said from the last 3 times we had this conversation, I just put it, I just inserted it into this part.
Copy, paste.
Not talking to you, idiot.
Ship.
All right.
It's a meh movie. So what's the problem?
So essentially exactly what I feel about the first one. That's hilarious. Alright.
Like, it's upsetting to me whenever I see that movie and there are jokes there.
Yeah.
that I know they think are great. And some of them are pretty good. Uh-huh. Some of them are pretty good. The problem is that the movie is so actively meh. And I just look at the joke and I'm like, why didn't you work on the story? You could have made a better story, couldn't you? If you tried harder. Try harder.
Mm-hmm. Get good.
Go for it. Yeah. Okay, so I've watched that. I'm now up to, I'll give you guys a status update because I don't really have any other significant notes, but I'll give you a status update. I am now up to,
Avengers
I 2. Finished Guardians of the Galaxy Part 2, mm-hmm. which, again, is great.
Yes.
And now I think the next thing for me to watch is Thor, I think.
Which one?
There's only one Thor.
No, he's in... the first Avengers.
Yeah, yeah, but those are Avengers movies. Avengers. There's only one Thor movie. One movie he's with in... Thor in the name of it.
Oh, oh, okay.
Yes.
The Dark.
So you have one, two, three, four. You only have five more movies until you're done.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing you're skipping Captain Marvel because you don't have
exactly,
that yet.
I'm going to have to. Unless right. there's a way to watch it before. It is, so you it might, is, that's true.
You, you might not actually get to do like a movie. A full end-to-end rewatch of my MCU before
here's the
Endgame. I know, right?
Here's that's the thing fun. About Captain Marvel. It's real good.
It is real good. It is. Here's the thing about Carm. It's real bad. Did I not tell you about, blurry, cracky, hey, red...
I gave them... 1,400 to watch a movie that isn't worth 1,400.
I only spent 550
in total.
Oh. And I was so happy because I realized, because I had a time constraint, I had to go yesterday.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to go late, so I went early and I forgot. And when I paid for it, I was like, oh, wait, two for one. Right? So I thought, oh boy, I'm in trouble.
Right.
Damien, there were like 10 people.
Yeah, because
in that movie.
Who the hell
and
wanted.
I was so happy.
I saw Hellboy. Sunday at 5.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't as bad as me and your favorite movie of all time. when we went to watch The Master at Carib, me and Douglas had a private screening. it's never been that good ever again.
Yeah.
But it was close. That theater is big. There are people in the box seats, which I'll never understand. And then in front of me were about four people. So I'd put it at max 8-10. 8-10. Yeah, there's literally... I don't know how there's two showing at that movie. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there were like 20-25 people. It was very... It wasn't a lot of people, which was great. But there was actually... And I almost wanted to talk to her and ask her what she was doing. There was an older lady in front of me who had a notebook open throughout the whole movie.
Maybe she's doing a named movie podcast.
Or maybe she was reading because the movie sucks. So yeah, that's where we're at. Fuck!
Take your sorry ass back to hell, and also you will have to pay your rent. And what if I win? Then you can take Cage back to hell.
What?
Trust me, Cage, it's the only way.
What the fuck are you talking about?
To be your little bitch.
Fine. Let the rock off.